Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, we recognize our co-chair from the Senate, Senator Hannan. Welcome, Senator Hannan.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. We're delighted and honored to have you here. We're in a work session on Senate Bill 5545, Oregon Department of Transportation. Susie Jordan is our legislative fiscal office representative, and Linda Shar is our subcommittee assistant. I just wanted to encourage us to move through the budgets as fast as we could. Senator Hannan, if we delay much longer, I wanted to make sure that it would be okay, if necessary, to go extra time on Friday immediately following the 3 o'clock, or would that be permissible?
No, that is not permissible.
Okay. The co-chair from the Senate says we must work this committee, and we're going to have to work the budget as fast as we can so that we don't go beyond 3 o'clock on Friday.
And if it isn't worked, we jeopardize moving the Economic Development Department to another budget committee.
Okay.
Because our agenda is getting a little bit larger and larger, and so co-chairs have visited on this, and we're spending an inordinate amount of time with asking, not that questions are not valid, but we're just getting bogged down. One question I would ask is, there's a budget note on public transportation. Whose budget note is this?
This is Representative Johnson. It was approved.
It was?
Yeah, it's been okay.
Okay. You know, say most budget notes are pre-approved by co-chairs, and this one was not presented to our knowledge, to the best of my knowledge.
We looked at that one.
Okay.
It's okay. Mr. Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, I'm not going to let them do any halfway budget notes out of here that you have them.
Okay, because we do like that courtesy to set the budget notes.
And Mr. Chair, this one has been reworked a little bit, but the concept is still the same.
My concern for not working beyond 3 o'clock on Friday is from the standpoint that staff needs time to catch up logistically with the work of the subcommittee. And staff already works evenings and weekends as it is to catch up on our activities Monday through Friday. And if we start extending our committee meetings beyond our regular two-hour limit, we run the risk of burnout on our staff. So we have people who type and people who serve as committee staff, and it's really unfair to them. And so the co-chair is just kind of taking a policy not to be extremely difficult on our staff.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The co-chair's admonition is that we work post-haste on these issues, and I think that to the extent that we have questions that hadn't been previously answered, maybe we could, where the transportation budget is divided up into many subdivisions and sub-departments, we could certainly entertain those questions and then make sure that the member posing the questions was satisfied on the immediate following day, the only day that puts in jeopardy then. And just making sure that we get through on Friday appropriately. And
the one thing I would ask, Mr. Chairman, is that I'm aware that Senator Yee has asked for some performance standards, and those issues I would like to see addressed either after the meeting or some time to accommodate Senator Yee the time to review those things. But I would rather we don't get too bogged down with work time in the subcommittee dealing with some of those things. But I do feel that she has asked for some valid questions on performance standards and asked that those answers be provided with courtesy copies to the other members.
And we appreciate that, Senator Hannan, Co-Chair Hannan, and We do want to accommodate Senator Yee and all of the members with questions which you may have, and do also recognize that Mr. Marsh has been more than cooperative in making certain that we absolutely receive answers in a timely fashion and manner following the session. So we'll attempt, and your admonition is well timed, well placed, and we'll do our very, very best, sir, to proceed post haste.
And I'll leave the committee to do the work of the committee.
Do good.
And I have to attend the co-chair's meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
co-chair. Okay. So at the risk of the loss of our next budget,
nothing wrong with losing the next budget.
Economic development?
It just goes to some other department is the problem.
I think this
is... It isn't that it won't be heard, it'll be picked up by somebody who's caught up on their work.
Oh.
So,
in that case, we better move.
We better move.
make up some time.
Okay. Legislative Fiscal Office, Madam Jordan.
Mr. Chair, the first order of business is to just review the budget note. This has been wordsmithed since yesterday. This is on the Public Transit Division. Given the direction that the committee asked for yesterday, it now reads that the department is directed to convene a work group of stakeholders to collaboratively review the department's administrative rules relating to the use of area grant funds, the department's oversight responsibility to ensure the funds are used for the purposes intended, and options for engaging more directly in ensuring equipment purchases are meeting the needs of the local areas. The department shall provide a report to the emergency board on the results of these efforts, and the department shall provide a report on the outcome of performance measures relating to increasing ridership.
Thank you. And that was relative to the
Public Transit
Division, which we... Passed out yesterday.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Yee is recognized.
I think I suggested a progress report during the interim to see their progress in making in ridership.
That's the last sentence in the budget note.
But it didn't say anything about progress report.
A report on the outcome of the foreign
provide season. A progress report?
Uh-huh.
We can add that word?
Yes. I don't want the report to come next session.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To the emergency board then.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we add in the urban and rural communities? That was such a concern. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Representative Johnson is not here.
She's out in the hallway.
Okay. She agrees. Representative Patridge moves that we go ahead and adopt that budget note into our existing past Public Transit Division budget. That being the case, are there any objections?
The revised budget note.
Representative Patridge moved the revised budget note. Any objections? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and bring that in. All right. And I think we're on the transportation development.
No, Mr. Chair, we're on motor carrier transportation.
I beg your pardon. I flipped over one page too many.
Two seconds.
Ms. Jordan?
Mr. Chair, motor carrier transportation is responsible for administering the laws related to motor carriers, and the governor's recommended budget is $42,053,383, and LFO's recommendation is $41,824,971. The LFO recommendation has the technical adjustments that we've seen in past budgets. The employer PERS assessment reduction for $47,412. The attorney general rate reduction reduces the budget $5,408. Telephone long distance charges is a reduction of $87,596. LFO is recommending a reduction of $83,927 to align the budget with estimated actual expenditure patterns. And then the co-chair had requested a 1% budget reduction in all general fund, current service levels, and that would be $1,069.
$1,069?
So, that brings us to a current service level budget of $38,578,704.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative, Senator Yee is recognized.
I asked a question about two positions, whether it was limited duration or was it needed, two positions that have to do with...
Ms. Jordan, the two positions?
Oh, with training of problem driving.
Mr. Chair, Senator, that's not in this budget.
In the...
Motor carrier transportation?
Right.
Oh, it was in DMV.
Right.
Okay. You've heard the recommendation of legislative fiscal officer. Are there any objections? Seeing none, we'll order current service level for the motor carrier transportation division at $38,578,704 with 280.79 FTE. Being no objections, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That total that you just adopted includes a technical adjustment that ELCO recommends of moving the biennialization of the one position for implementing House Bill 3292 to the current service level. That is legislation that was passed in the last legislature. It was implemented during the biennium. It came too late for them to include in their governor's recommended budget, but it would have been in the current service level, which is where it technically belongs.
Okay.
So the remaining policy package is an increase in the federal motor carrier safety assistance program funds of $3.2 million in this biennium, and I recommend approval.
That's package 302?
Yes.
Heard the recommendation of the legislative fiscal office relative to the motor carrier transportation assistance funds of $3,246,267. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Package 302.
That approval of those adjustments in the policy package results in a total motor carrier budget of $41,824,971 and 281.79 FTE.
Representative Johnson is recognized.
There may or may not have been wide discussion about the possibility of moving some positions from ODOT to DAS relative to the weight mile review.
That's not in this budget.
Motor carrier.
Haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
Okay. You heard the recommendation for the full budget of the motor carrier transportation division. Are there any objections?
Mr. Chair, I just want to say that Ms. Jordan says she's going to help put all the performance measures in one, all together in one section. So I'll just, if I have any questions, I'll just go over that with Ms. Jordan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Senator Reed. Seeing no objections, we will order them the total of the motor carrier transportation division at $41,824,971 with 281.79 FTE. So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a committee, now we are into the transportation safety division. The governor's recommended budget is $22,502,702.24 FTE. Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is a total budget of $22,491,345.24 FTE. The primary difference are the technical adjustments, $5,006 reduction for PERS assessment, the $2,356 reduction for telecom long distance charges, $3,995 to align the budget with estimated actual expenditures. And that brings us to a current service level budget of $22,681,528.24.04 FTE.
Okay.
I bet you did it for one senator.
Representative Patrick now moves the current service level for the Transportation Safety Division at $22,681,528 at 24.04 FTE. Any objections? So ordered.
The governor's recommended budget had a program reduction for criminal fines and assessments. There's some legislation out there. The governor's budget assumes passage of that bill with $190,183 reduction in other funds, and LFL recommends approval.
Representative Patrick now moves approval of package 090. Are there any objections? So ordered.
The recommended adjustments in policy package results in a total Transportation Safety Division budget of $22,491,345 other funds and 24.04 FTE.
Representative Patrick now moves the full motor carrier Transportation Division. I'm sorry, Transportation
Safety
Division. Transportation Safety Division of $22,491,345 and 24.04 FTE. Are there any objections? Seeing none, recognize a full quorum. Ordered.
Now we move on to Transportation Development Division. The governor's recommended budget is $34,229,720. LFO is recommending $33,339,122. Technical adjustments recommended by LFO are $29,562 for the PERS employer assessment, a reduction of $13,632 for attorney general rates, a reduction of $13,415 for long distance, and a reduction of $96,857 to align budget with estimated actual expenditure patterns in services and supplies. A technical adjustment requested by the division to transfer four region access manager engineer positions to the highway safety program. That's a reduction of $724,614 and four FTE in this budget, which you'll see an increase in on the highway safety side, and a transfer of one position from central services to transportation development of $138,161. And a technical adjustment to correct the funding source on a position from federal funds to other funds, and then a reduction in professional service costs, services for the cost responsibility study. And accompanying that is budget note number 3 on the next page. The department is expected to continue to work under the direction of the Department of Administrative Services Office of Economic Analysis to complete the Oregon Highway Cost Allocation Study. It is expected that the department will continue to provide appropriate resources to the Office of Economic Analysis that will maximize current resources and reduce costs by utilizing the computer models purchased through the use of consultants in the 1997-99 and 1999-01 biennia. The department is expected to work with Office of Economic Analysis to determine the most cost-effective approach for conducting the study that may include loaning staff from the department. And the department is directed to report the cost of conducting the Oregon Highway Cost Allocation Study to the Ways and Means Committee during the next legislative session. And in anticipation of cost savings, the $150,000 is being reduced out of that budget.
Okay. Representative Johnson's recognized.
I just want to make sure I understand this. The cost savings by utilizing the previously done consultant work and modeling.
Correct.
Okay.
And then a technical adjustment or a reduction, the 1% budget reduction in services and supplies of $1,076 in the general fund from their matching money.
Representative Johnson?
I have two questions. On this point, maybe this is a question put to the agency, maybe it's to the administrator, or the committee staff, I don't know which way to go with this, but the question about the efficacy of having the very hotly contested work on cost allocation done under the aegis of DAS, that provides, the way that this budget note is structured, in your opinion, provides sufficient arm's lengthness to get objectivity in the study?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, yes.
Senator Yee's recognized?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I have a similar concern that it be done under DAS rather than in transportation. In transportation, that's where all the knowledge and expertise is regarding transportation. I think that it can be done with more knowledge and more objectively in transportation. In DAS, it might be a more political decision rather than a technical decision. I know the Senate Transportation Committee has conducted a work group to address this issue, and their report is going to come out to recommend that the two positions stay in department and do their work according to technical knowledge. And they have shown me several charts, and they show that the traffic of truck volume has increased while their rate has decrease. Their share responsibility has reduced from 42.5% to 35%, while the traffic has increased. According to their chart, that the traffic has increased and the cost has gone down. So the study can better be done. And the revenue from heavy trucks has declined from $517 million to $499.7 million.
Over what period of time, Senator Yee?
One was 99.01, and this is 01 to 03.
So it's decreased a couple of percent during that period of time. Would that correspond with the commensurate increase in the probably the cost of fuel during that period of time, as well as the downturn in some of the economic indicators?
No, it's strictly due to traffic increase and revenue has declined. So they believe that the study can better be done under the Transportation Department. This is just a preliminary work group report. The report should be officially out, understand, Monday. So this is a preliminary recommendation from the Senate Transportation Committee work group.
Let's see, Senator Carno, would you
care to... I appreciate what Senator Yee is saying. I like to be on the same side as her most all the time. We most all the time are. I haven't seen that report. I'm on Senate Government Transportation, and all the work's done in work committees planned by the chair. So none of the committee members are involved in the work groups. And I'm concerned about that and making a decision based on a work group that doesn't have any legislative input whatsoever.
I wonder if you would, Mr. Chair, you will hear about on Monday when the final recommendation comes out.
Mm-hmm. And it bothers me that, you know, I wouldn't want to change how I planned on voting on this now, you understand, because I haven't even seen what you're talking about here. But I
just have two concerns that Senator Yee brought up that I'd like to just address.
Mm-hmm.
We've had in the Senator Carno's committee had an opportunity to have some very extensive one-on-one meeting with the Department of Administrative Service, and I want to absolutely go on record that I have total and full faith and confidence in the Department of Administrative Services and in Director Greenfield, that we would have both the expertise and the objectivity. I feel totally comfortable having that the Department of Administrative Services Office of Economic Analysis involved. I probably couldn't say that if I could say it in more forceful terms, I really would, because I really have a strong personal feeling that we will get strong, the level of objectivity and the level of expertise that was necessary. And in that regard, I don't know that they will do that. They will perform any of those studies in a vacuum. And I think that the budget note provides that. It would not be done in a vacuum. They utilize the models that are already in existence, that have already been in place since 1997, that work continue forward. And so I think, Senator Yee, that I'd like to go ahead and encourage this to, and it is at a savings. There is a savings in that process as well.
Well, I understand the formula has been changed. They take out some of the rest of the formula has been changed, and I understand they have taken out some rest stop in part of their calculation.
Permission to wash his mouth out with soap.
I was going to suggest we move it back to PNC.
Nothing wrong with that.
They moved around a lot. I think, Mr. Chair, I think DAS is a good has shown that they have the ability to do it. So.
Representative Johnson's recognized. Excuse me, Senator, would it be okay to get other input on your concern?
I'm very persuaded by Senator Cuarno's remarks that a report that includes no legislators, I find sort of baffling. I'm a freshman, so that may happen all the time, but it just seems to me to maybe the report would have benefited from some legislative input.
I think that's well. I think your comment is well placed, and I do have some.
Although, Mr. Chair, I understand the final report comes out Monday, and I have the preliminary report saying that the traffic has increased, the revenue has gone down, and that doesn't sound right.
But Senator, that information will certainly be available then to the Department of Administrative Services, so that they can make their study with the objectivity and the expertise and scientific information that's available, including the study itself from whomever the members were.
Mm-hmm. But we are making a decision on the move, the transfer today.
The budget note contemplates that. Yes.
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, the budget note doesn't require a transfer of staff.
Mm-hmm.
What the budget note does is it asks the department to work with the Office of Economic Analysis to determine what is the best way to accomplish this at the lowest cost. And that may include loaning staff who have the expertise. And loaning is not transferring. It is allowing the staff who know what they're doing to go do the work and then come back.
Thus, the expertise would still be there, and if they are, in fact, the staff that are already associated with the transportation study, the objectivity and expertise should both be preserved. Representative Johnson?
I'm very comfortable with what Ms. Jordan has just explained, that the staff could be loaned, could go. You have the expertise linked up. They go to DAS, that I share the chair's high level of confidence in their director and their professional staff. And I think loaning them over to that department, apropos this budget note, is fine.
Senator Yee, does that dispel your concerns?
Well, instead of just, let's see, it is expected that the study be completed maximizing current resources and reducing its cost by utilizing the use of consumption. And reducing costs and maintaining high objectivity. Maintaining objectivity so that it's not going to be a political environment. It'll be a technical environment.
We don't have the right budget in front of you.
I don't have the right budget. Oh.
I'm sorry. You took your book.
I took my book. Mm-hmm.
But
does it say maintain objectivity at the same time? You don't just want to reduce costs.
Well, I can add the word objectivity to it.
continue to work under the direction of the Department of Office of Economic Analysis to maintain objectivity, if that would help you.
It helps, but not enough.
Okay. Well, then, never mind.
But edit. I would appreciate you edit, because it's important.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or a motion to just go for that?
Yeah, if we, if what we could do is we could go ahead and move that budget note. Senator Yee, I don't want to have to work this too many times, but if I believe, and I'll express again, in the credibility of what this budget note can do to make the a good study with the expertise, with the objectivity, the way that it is presented here. Now, we could go ahead and adopt the budget for the Transportation Development Division and not adopt the budget note this time and adopt it a little bit later, or we could just go ahead and adopt it now. I would like to go ahead and adopt it en masse right now. It would be my preference.
But I'm not comfortable about continued use of consultants because I feel the transportation department with the current expertise can provide the good information we need.
Mr. Kennedy, the budget note doesn't require them to use consultants. What the budget note does is it does exactly the opposite. It asks them to use the models that they've already purchased through consultants rather than go get more consultants.
Oh, okay.
So with that, Susie, would you make your recommendation then relative to the fiscal portion and then we'll proceed?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'm recommending current service level then of $35,630,331 and 126.29 FTE.
Representative Patridge now moves the Transportation Development Division of the Department of Transportation at current service level of $35,630,331 and 126.29 FTE. Now, is there any objection to that portion?
I have another concern regarding this TGD planning department.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, the planning department has a $34 million budget. Compared to our modernization has $168 million budget. So you're saying about 30% of maintenance is spent in planning. So out of every $3 on maintenance of roads, we're paying a dollar in planning. So why are we planning and we can't spend the money to put on maintenance and preservation? So I would like to see we at least reduce this budget by 10% and put it in roads and maintenance, because we heard from testimony saying we are not keeping up with pavement. We're not keeping up with maintenance and modernization. So are we going to spend 30% of our maintenance money or modernization money?
Well, and your point is well taken. Mm-hmm. In the environment we live in today, it just is a very difficult situation. I hearken to the Orida plant, which is located there on I-84 on your way into Ontario, and the original cost of the land, the original cost of the buildings, and the original cost of the machinery for that plant in Ontario, Oregon, is the current cost of the permits from DEQ to permit the plant today. And so I look at that and I say, times they have changed. And so that's the concern I think that we all have. Senator Carno, correct me.
And you, I know you're trying to get in a timely manner through this, but I just got to tell you that in the General Government Transportation Committee, we heard a couple of months ago the report, I think I mentioned it, the environmental impact cost $35 million to ODOT. And, things are a bit difficult. Thank you.
And I wish things would change. Representative Patrick.
I just wanted, I don't mean to dogpile on, but that was part of my frustration with the budget note that we put in here and the task force. And I've talked to Pete Namas, who was on the task force, and some other people. I don't think the task force dealt with the policy issues that we really wanted them to wrestle with this next time. I don't know how we accomplished that if we put in a piece of legislation, we put in a budget note last time. I asked Susie to look at that as a budget note this time. Do we have that in as a budget note?
I'm sorry.
The reviewing the policy issues and environmental issues.
No, I don't, but I'll go back and ask the question.
Because
about
I think that is probably the most key budget note that we have. That's why we're spending a lot of this money on, that's why we're spending a lot of this money. And unless the experts at ODOT and other people can step forward and help us identify some of those people in a vacuum, I can't sit and walk through the statutes and identify it.
The work group and the people need to do that, and while they,
have a nice intergovernmental agreement and a promise to work together to make it more timely, it still doesn't deal with the excesses in environmental and other regulations that we are dealing with.
Mr. Chair, Senator Hee, with the reductions that LFO is recommending, it is a 9% reduction from the governor's recommended budget, so it's close to your target.
Well, Mr. Chair, you're talking about the $2 million reduction by governor and $1 million reduction by the department's proposal?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, I'm talking about the technical adjustments plus the 2.3. Just the technical adjustments on top of what the governor is recommending.
I'm using your reduced figures.
Oh, I've used the current service level, excuse me. Mm-hmm. It's a 10% reduction from current services.
But still, Mr. Chairman,
the
point is we are spending about a third of our money in modernization in planning. And I just feel we are not setting our priorities right. Our priority really ought to be maintaining roads and increasing capacity with increase in traffic and population. And if you want to add central services, which is $115 million, by the time you add planning and central services administration, it equals what we spend on modernization. So it just seems that our priority doesn't seem to be quite right.
I think, Senator Yee, your point is well taken. Legislative Fiscal modified the footnote, the budget note. Are you satisfied that the budget note is adequate for your concerns, or do we need to make sure that we can go ahead and pass on this? The whole issue of the budget footnote that we've got here, the budget note, and the budget. Now we haven't really been able to address your added concerns over the fact that for planning and for the overall development costs that it is a fairly substantial percentage, and that's why I brought up the concern that. Mm-hmm. If you were trying to build those highways new, this cost would be phenomenal in today's dollars. Fortunately, we're not trying to build new highways. I think that we, the department itself, commented the other day that the department itself has only built and lane miles total of about 6 miles this past year. We're not building new highways. We're just trying to maintain what we've got, and in order to do that, it's like the striping, having to be environmentally friendly striping and water soluble and those kinds of things. The environment that we live in is just very, very it's just very environmentally conscious today that we have to live in.
Well, Mr. Chairman. Well, I just like to see we increase the maintenance, modernization, and preservation a little bit more by decreasing the planning. So this, I just feel we ought to put our priority on those three items.
What
rather
percentage
than,
is that, Senator Yee?
About 10%.
But I mean the percentage that we are spending on the planning and transportation development at this point in relationship to, of course, this has got to be taken in consideration to the relationship of the total budget at nearly $2 billion, 1.8. Yes, Representative Rangel?
Well, I'm looking at this chart in the put together by Linda Gilbert,
mm-hmm.
the Department of Transportation Development, and this says that of $1.8 billion total fund, transportation development has 6.9%. Let me just answer. 1.9%.
1.9%.
Correct.
Of the, and that's of the total of the total budget of the 1.8.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this number, 1.9%.
Right. Yes, and that's at $34 million, and we'll be considering a budget in total of 33.3. So
a little bit high.
It's actually down from that, and that needs to be spread around the whole department and not just the highway division. And I think Senator Yee's concern is that $33 million on a $1.2 billion budget is too high of a percentage, and certainly that's it's under 2%. As you're calling out, Senator Yee, Representative Ringel makes a good point. The amount that's involved here is under 2% of the total, and that was at $34 million that Ms. Gilbert gave us the pie chart on. Just hand that down. That's Representative Ringel's copy of it of the total budget. So because that the planning, it's my understanding the planning goes throughout the entire department, not just for the construction portion, not just for the modernization, not just for the maintenance. So.
Well, I'm just saying if we set our priorities, we would like to see we at least keep up with what we are doing because we are 2% behind on pavement, maybe 6% behind on maintenance. So I'd rather see we keep up on the current status with increase in traffic and increase in population. So if we are looking at numbers, the Transportation Department Development Division spends $57.6 million. And our maintenance is our modernization is $168 million. So it just seems a third is spent in planning. So I believe that we can set, maybe put, keep up with our status of the condition of the roads rather than let it erode by diverting some of the planning money into construction, maintenance.
I guess my concern, Senator Yee, is that is it a third that you're working from, or is it?
I'm using this page.
Okay. All right. And that's the Transportation Development Division.
Yes. You see, Transportation Division is spending, Transportation Development Division is 34.2,
right.
So this is 57.6 million. So it's about a third of modernization.
That's a technical adjustment there, isn't it?
No, that's,
I have not explained all of this part just yet.
Right.
We haven't gotten there.
Okay. That's,
so, Mr. Co-Chair, I'm just saying the planning division's money is 57.6 million, and the modernization spending is 168 million. And I'm just asking the committee's consideration in putting a little bit more money in modernization, maintenance, preservation, rather than so much money in planning. Seems to me our priority ought to be in putting that back to keep up with the condition of the roads, because we were told during committees that we are behind in pavement, we are behind in maintenance, and not keep up with current status.
Senator, I understand where you're coming from, but we're also behind in revenue to do all those things. So I would submit that why don't we let the LFO go through and explain the sections, and then we can ask questions once we've gone through the... Why don't we go through the explanation here? Because I think some of those questions will be answered as you go through the explanation here.
Okay.
Representative Johnson?
Just a freshman process question. Is it not a policy issue to decide where funds allocations go in terms of maintenance versus modernization? And are budget notes restricted to budget? I'm just trying to understand.
Budget notes are fairly restrictive in nature. They are to help guide and direct and set policy in a given area, but they're not to be used in an unchecked form, and that's why the co-chairs like to, I was in here earlier, indicated that the co-chairs like to be briefed on any budget notes prior to adoption, so we want to make sure it's consistent with the budget.
Thank you. I was just trying to get a sense for how much they can be budgetary direction and how much they can set policy, and I think
we're not a policy setting committee, and so it's a very fine line that we have to not deviate over to policy rather than doing budget direction.
And Senator Hannon,
What you can do, though, is you can set the limitation in modernization and in maintenance at whatever level you think it should be extended at. And in the Department of Transportation's appropriation bill, those are separated, and so you give policy direction and where you want to place emphasis by where you put the dollar.
Thank you for the explanation.
But I am concerned that Senator Yee's comparing the $34 million, which was the recommended, government recommended, and comparing it to a different number in the budget, which we haven't even gotten to, which
right.
may yet change. As a matter of fact, it is a change. So, Senator Yee, if we can kind of sort through that, we do have a motion presently on the table that we approve Legislative Fiscal Office's recommendation on the transportation development division.
At
current service level, $35,630,331, 126.29 FTE. Are there any objections to that?
Any
objections?
The reason stated.
And let's go ahead and do a roll call if we could, please.
Senator Yee?
No.
Aye.
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 Chair Button.
Chair, aye. The motion passes. It will go ahead with the legislative fiscal recommendation. And now with regard to the policy options.
Policy option package is transportation growth and growth management. This is a position that was added by the governor's office. That recognizes the, this moves the position from transportation growth management from DLCD to ODOT, and this is the position that would provide, DLCD will provide the state match that's required. They'll still continue to work together, only it changes the mix. And it's at a net cost of $8,791 and one FTE, and Legislative Fiscal recommends approving.
Representative Representative Johnson now moves approval of policy option package on
411.
Are there any discussion relative to 411? Any objections? Seeing none, order policy package 411.
Policy package 146 is the reallocation to Bridge and Prez. This is a reduction of $2.3 million in the planning budget that's redirected to bridge and road preservation, and LFO recommends approval.
Okay. Representative Johnson moves that we approve policy option package 146 in accordance with legislative fiscal office recommendation. Any objections? Seeing none, order. And
then LFO is recommending a total budget of $33,339,122 other funds and 123.29 FTE. In addition, LFO is recommending that the expenditure limitation for highway planning, which we will get into detail later, be combined with the Transportation Development Division expenditure limitation where the same activities are performed. The recommendation will appear later in the form of amendment to the appropriation bill renaming the expenditure limitation for transportation development to transportation program development with the approved expenditure limitation for each program combined. And the rationale for that is that they are the same activity. The difference in the programs is that under the highway planning area, it is those are planners that are actually located in the region doing the highway planning in the local areas. And under the transportation development, it is the central. There's also the first budget note also relates to that, and that's as a result of consolidating the expenditure limitations of transportation development and highway planning into one. It's expected that efficiencies will be gained, and the director shall report to the emergency board by the meeting nearest to November 2002 on efficiencies and improvement in work processes resulting in this consolidation. So there's a acknowledgement that there will be some efficiencies. We're not sure what those are yet, but the department will report on that of this action being taken. So I recommend approval of the consolidation, the total budget for TDD, and budget note number one.
Okay. I'm looking in your walk on the $890,598 reduction, Susan, mm-hmm. And that's an LFO budget adjustment is what that is?
That's right.
Okay. And that brings it to the $133,321, or $339,122. Okay. So legislative fiscal office moves the budget note number one with the pertinent renaming and reallocation. Are there any objections? Are there any abstentions? So ordered. Budget note number one.
Mr. Chair, that's the report required by the department on improvements of efficiencies from consolidating the two limitations. I just read.
Okay, right. And we ordered number one with your changes there.
Yes. Number two is this is a request from Senator Duke, who had a similar budget note in the last budget for grants that are awarded from Transportation Growth Management, that they not be funded with flexible surface transportation federal funds unless at least 50% of the grant is expended for transportation related activities. And that the agency report during the next biennium on the amounts of the grants expended for transportation-related activities. With her feeling that this worked very well, and that's why it says that they shall continue to be awarded, and she wants to make sure that that is paid attention to on an ongoing basis, and that was approved by co-chairs and here for.
Is there any discussion relative to budget note number two? Representative Ringo is recognized.
I'm just a wordsmithing in here. I don't quite understand the intent of this. Grants shall continue to be awarded for the Transportation Growth Management, shall not be funded.
Pardon me. Shall continue to be awarded.
Take out shall continue to be. The grants are all expended.
Yes.
Grants awarded for, yeah. So drop the second series of four words there, shall continue to be. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Yes, sir. Representative Ringo.
Could you explain just in 30 seconds, flexible service transportation, federal funds, what are those?
Mr. Chair, Representative Ringo, the Department of Transportation receives federal money in a lot of different pots. And one of those pots is called the Surface Transportation Federal Funds. Those are flexible. They can be used for a variety of activities, including these transportation growth management. They can also be used in public transit, and they can be used on the road. And the in this form, they're being used to assist in economic development of local communities. And the intent behind this budget note is to make sure that they are transportation related.
As opposed to other types of economic development.
Like building a parking lot for Safeway or something.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections to the addition of budget note number 2 on the TDD? Seeing no objections, we'll order that in. And budget note number 3. Susie, there was a little bit of interlineation there.
Correct. We just added the words, the department is expected to continue to work under the direction of the Department of Administrative Services, Office of Economic Analysis, and the words to maintain objectivity to complete the Oregon Highway Cost Allocation Study were added.
To maintain objectivity. To complete the Oregon Highway Cost Allocation Study. Are there any objections to the budget note number 3?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I probably vote no because I like to stay with the recommendation of the Senate Transportation Committee's work group recommendation.
The preliminary report.
Yes, that I've seen because
okay.
They show that the traffic has increased and the revenue has decreased and the cost responsibility share has decreased. So I have a concern that whether this is the way to go or not.
Thank you, Senator Yee. Representative Smith moves that we approve budget note 3 to the TDD, Transportation Development Division. We'll go ahead and accept it by roll call, if we may, please.
Susan Lee?
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. We'll go ahead and include budget note number 3 to the TDD. Representative Johnson now moves the full package for the Transportation Development Division as included in the budget at $33,339,122, 126.29 FTE. Are there any objections?
I'm going to vote no because I feel that more money should be diverted from planning and put it in maintenance, preservation, and modernization.
Okay, and I misspoke. It's 123.29, and with the full budget package, we'll go ahead and vote by voice.
123.
I'm sorry, 123.29 positions.
Positions.
Right.
I thought you said minutes.
No, I didn't. I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Senator
Yee.
No. Senator Connell.
Aye.
Senator Hanna.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Senator Ringo.
Aye.
Senator Smith.
Aye.
Aye. With that, we'll go ahead and move the full Transportation Development Department Division. So ordered. Ms. Jordan. Senator Johnson.
I have a question. Mr. Chairman, under Transportation Development Division, it says $34.2 million, and then it says $57.6 million. why the difference?
Ms. Jordan was just going to get to that.
You haven't got to see it.
No, and I think you were comparing those two earlier, and I. But while Senator Hannon is here and Representative Smith is here, Senator Hannon did express concern that we do move forward in a very efficient and expeditious manner on the budget. We are up against some time limitations and timelines, and the concern and the admonition was that if we didn't continue to move the budget, and Representative Smith, I think you were the only member that wasn't present, but if we didn't continue to move forward in an expeditious manner within this subcommittee, that there was a possibility that the Economic Development Department, which is our next budget up, would just have to be transferred over to another subcommittee. And if we're going to try and bear our workload, that we all have broad shoulders here, and you've been an excellent committee to work with and work for. So I don't want other people to have to shoulder our responsibility in the budget process. So,
Mr. Chairman, I don't want that to be perceived as a threat.
Oh no.
But the Senate President has given us April 15th to start closing down some of the subcommittees and the committees, and I recognize we're on a short time frame, and we're doing that in anticipation of getting the May forecast in timely manner on May 15th, and hopefully adjourning in a timely manner and going home.
Thank you, Kutcher. And the reason that I mentioned that for Representative Smith's benefit is because he had earlier expressed concern about the rapidity with which we could move through these budgets so that we would be able to shoulder our full responsibility and bear our responsibility relative to the OECD budget. I wanted him to hear from you the concern that we all have, that we do move through the budgets in a fashion.
I'm not trying to thwart debate and discussion, Major. We just need to move quickly and try to develop a sense of urgency in the committee.
Mr. Co-Chair, I want to say we'll move very expeditiously because you know how to catch our attention.
he's got a number 9 baseball bat to do that, Senator Yee. Ms. Jordan, as we move on to the Highway Planning and Research Program.
Mr. Chair, the Highway Planning Research Program governor's budget is $24,024,134.88 FTE. LFO's recommendation is $23,944,772. The primary difference between the two are the technical adjustments for the employer PERS assessment, a reduction of $16,933, the reduction for attorney general rates of $2,198, long distance reduction of $997, and the reduction in services and supplies of $59,234. That brings you to a current service level budget of
$24,786,135.57.88 FTE. Okay, thank you. Representative Smith moves current service level for the Highway Planning and Research Program at $24,786,135.57.88 FTE. Any objections?
Mr. Chairman, this goes to show that the planning in the transportation department actually is $57.6 million, not just $34 million, because transportation development is $34.2 million, and the planning is $24.02 million. So it's a total of $57 million in planning and development. So, as I said, that's one-third of our maintenance budget. You're spending one out of every $3 in planning. So, I respectfully vote no.
Okay.
On this budget.
Senator Yee would be a no vote at the motion of $24,786,135. We'll go ahead by voice vote, if we could, on the motion.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Chair Butler, yes, we'll go ahead and order the current service level for the Highway Planning and Research Program Division at $24,786,135.57.88.
Mr. Chair, Policy Package 101 is the moving of the aggregate planner from DLCD into the Department of Transportation budget to work on the study of the regions and prioritize the sites and complete the plan amendment procedures required by Goal Use 5. It's one position, $158,637, and ALFO recommends approval.
Okay, we've heard recommendation from Legislative Fiscal Office relative to the policy option package. I'm sorry, the number on that was
101.
Are there any objections to policy option package 101? Seeing none, so ordered.
Package 142 is the reallocation of planning dollars from the highway planning program to bridge and road preservation. It's $1 million reduction, and ALFO recommends approval.
You heard the recommendation of Legislative Fiscal Office for policy option package 142, reduction of $1 million. Any objections? Seeing none, ordered.
And then that would leave us with a total highway planning budget of $23,944,772 other funds and 58.88 FTE. And with combining that with the transportation development program, that is the $57,000 that...
Million.
A million, thank you.
She's watching those millions.
$57,283,894.
Okay. Representative Smith now moves the full adoption of the Highway Planning and Research Program at $23,944,772 with 58.88 FTE.
Mr. Chairman, just one brief question.
Yes, sir.
The $100 million, or the $1 million reduction, goes to bridge preservation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is to help these bridges that are suffering these.
Yes.
Okay. Because I noticed driving back and forth on I-5, there's a couple bridges currently under repair on I-5, and I was wondering how they're paying for it. So
we've got big money in bridges.
Yeah, Senator. Mr. Marsh, you're moving the funds around as usual. Okay.
They're collecting popcorn.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote on the motion by voice.
I just want to say to Mr. Co-Chair, I think more $1 million should come out of planning and development for bridge and preservation. $1 million isn't enough. That was my concern.
I'll ask the question I asked last session, I believe it was, on the floor of the Senate. When is enough and not enough? And I guess we all have our description of when is enough, not enough. And you know, if we had our druthers, I'd probably rather move money around too, but I guess at the same time I would also like to talk about increasing gas tax and vehicle registration fees to accommodate the necessary fees to pay for highway maintenance, because it's a responsibility that we're postponing and ultimately we have to pay the piper. So I understand your concern, but we also need to plan ahead for the future as we try to maintain the present. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Voice vote relative to the motion to approve the Highway Planning and Research Program.
No.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. we go ahead and order the highway planning and research program. You good?
The program for highway maintenance. The governor's recommended budget is $285,067,048.1315.07 FTE. Also is recommending technical adjustments for the PERS, reduction in the PERS assessment of $242,897. A reduction for the attorney general rates of $45,797. A reduction for telephone long distance of $141,175. A technical adjustment to increase the youth litter program to accommodate the revenue buildup in the dedicated fund of $1,258,000. A reduction in services and supplies of $244,352. And it should be made clear that the reduction should be made in travel, office expense, training, publicity, publications, recruitment, dues and subscriptions, and not in areas for materials and equipment needed for the surface repair, drainage, roadside and vegetation, etc. And that brings you to a current service level budget then of $285,650,827.1315.07 FTE.
You've heard the recommendation of Legislative Fiscal Office. Are there any objections? Are there any abstentions? Having a quorum present, so ordered.
There are, in this package, two packages that LFO is recommending that the governor hadn't put in the budget. One is for the an environmental resource position plan. There will be pieces of this package in all of the highway programs. This is the portion that applies to the maintenance limitation. The agency has had some problems in the area of environmental engineering and design and in their construction, and has had some accidents. And in addressing what the issues are in ODOT to prevent that in the future, they have asked to use some of their vacant positions rather than having them reduced from their budget, use those to address the environmental problems. And I'm recommending approval of that. In this budget, it is a reduction of $196,323 and minus two FTE. These positions are being redirected to the areas where the positions are needed to address that issue, and I recommend approval.
Quick question.
Yes, Representative Smith is recognized.
Do those reclassifications come through attrition, those positions? Because obviously they don't have the technical expertise.
Mr. Chair, Representative, in this case, these positions are vacant. And what the agency is doing is they are asking that those positions be abolished and the right kind of positions that they need to do that work be created put where they are needed. And it is sort of an attrition approach, but I'm abolishing and establishing new positions with this package.
Okay. Mr. Chairman. Senator.
Senator Hammond. Yes. I'd like to ask staff the follow-up question to Representative Smith. What position level do these positions, what are they created at? What level of positions are they? Technology positions? Are they engineering positions? What level are they created at?
Mr. Chair, Senator Hannon, there are several different kinds of positions, but some of them are environmental engineers, some of them are trainer kinds of people that have expertise in those areas. Some are geological engineers.
Okay.
So they're all technical.
Okay. You've heard the recommendation on LFO number one, policy option package. Representative Johnson.
A quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the area of the budget where the aggregate position is?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, no, we just passed that area when you were out of the room.
Oh, okay.
We approved it way last year.
It appears that way, Mr. Co-Chair.
any objections to the approval of LFO number one? Thank you. Are there any objections? Seeing none, LFO number one is approved.
LFO.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator,
are we finished with this section?
Almost.
Oh, okay. I wanted to go back and try to comment the representative and see if there was a concern that she wanted to address on the aggregate.
We'll finish LFO number two and then the full budget and turn it back to
her. Moment of your mind.
Yes.
Okay. LFO number two is along the same nature. These are, I'm referring to them as highway efficiencies because this package actually saves $3.2 million in total out of ODOT's budget by taking their vacant positions and filling the positions and reducing their consultant services by that amount, and I recommend approval.
You've heard the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation relative to LFO number two, highway efficiencies. Any objections? Any abstentions? Recognizing Senator Hannon and Senator Carno in the room and a full compliment from the House. At least a quorum from the House. We'll move LFO number two. Okay.
Mr. Chair, with the recommended adjustments, that is a total highway maintenance budget of $285,097,911 other funds and $1,309.07 FTE.
Representative Johnson now moves Legislative Fiscal Officer recommendation relative to the highway maintenance of $285,097,911 and $1,309.07 FTE. Any objections? Any abstentions? If not, recognizing Co-Chair Hammond and Senator Carno here, as well as four members of the House, we will move the highway maintenance. Now let's move back to the...
Mr. Chair, I can quite simply state my issue, and I was actually out in the hall discussing it. My concern was whether or not there had been $158,000 roughly scheduled for the budget to accommodate a position of an aggregate planner.
Yes.
And my question had arisen given that I had asked for material about the sites owned by ODOT, and it had been provided to me by Mr. Greenfield in the space of about 2 weeks. I didn't hear a credible explanation as to why, given that the material had already all been gathered and was in ODOT's possession, that they needed to fund a position for $158,000 to do work that was ostensibly already done. And perhaps it was something I missed in the agency explanation. I was actually out in the hall talking with Mr. Engstrom from OCAPA, given that I have had some issues with aggregate before. I wanted to be perfectly clear that this was a fiscal question, not a subject matter question. And I just hadn't had it explained to me adequately why it was that they needed this position. And I would, with the chair's permission, invite an explanation to satisfy my concern.
Representative Johnson, I appreciate that. I apologize. I didn't know that you were close at hand. I apologize.
That's okay.
You probably mentioned that to Representative Patrick, but he wasn't here either. So, and we didn't mean to go over the top of it, and an explanation would be in order if we could have that. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Craig Greedleaf. I'm the Deputy Director of the Transportation Development Division. We did provide to the committee earlier a written response with respect to this particular question. I don't have it before me, but I'll briefly summarize the contents of that. We have completed the vast majority of an inventory of the sites that we have leases and ownership of. We also, however, need to work with the permitting responsibilities that the agency has in order to keep the permitting conditions to allow us to continue to operate those sites that we currently own and or lease. We also, on occasion, completely removed the material from the site. We need to close those sites and deal with the proper permitting and reclamation activities. there will be some responsibility to keep the inventory current, but the vast majority of work won't be about the inventory stage of the work any longer, but rather about the proper ongoing use of the sites that we own and lease.
Please follow up.
Do you anticipate acquiring additional sites or just maintaining the inventory and the status of your current holdings?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, there is some chance that we may seek sites, but that is not the primary function of what we have. We have over 300 sites that we have in current inventory conditions, and just maintaining a proper status for those 300 sites is a very demanding task and one that we need to apply higher levels of resources to satisfactorily accomplish.
One more follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, follow-up.
This then brings the shared position that you had shared with DLCB entirely into ODOT.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson, there remains an FTE at the Department of Land Conservation and Development, which is in that's within their budget. This takes the resources that we formerly had used in support of that position, and they have come up with a financing plan to try and hold on to the position that they have to continue to serve the local government needs with respect to that particular issue.
So this now gives an aggregate expert in DLCD and in ODOT?
Correct.
Representative Johnson, is this something we might be able to resolve by budget note in this budget? I think it's a valid point that you brought up.
I'll be quite blunt. I'm not sure that there's a budget note that speaks to the issue. I'm just trying to understand. This is purely fiscal. Why it is that you need a separate person to do all of the management of those sites? You've had the sites for a long time. When I asked for the inventory, you quite quickly, in a space of a couple of weeks, provided it for me. And I'm just trying to understand why we're spending $158,000. And frankly, I wish the subject matter were overweight trucks or it was something other than aggregate, given that I've had some issues with that. I'm just purely trying to understand in a highly constrained budget why we're spending $158,000. That's all.
Mr. Chairman, might I suggest a compromise and run this by LFO staff for your consideration? Is that we would ask DAS to unschedule that position and require a report back to the emergency board, and then they could reschedule that position if that would be an appropriate resolution, and then the good representative could have her report to say, yes, it's valid, no, it isn't. If it isn't, then we keep it on schedule.
I'm delighted with that.
Would that be?
Mr. Sheriff, and that's possible. You could also deny the package invite them to
deny
come back.
Because I think that somewhere along the interim, it may prove that it may be valuable. I don't know.
But they still have the option of coming back. So.
Yeah.
Either way.
So, but I think the representative raises a very valid point, and if I could ask the ask to schedule with the report back to the board. Would you object if we left it in there?
No, I think that's a, I mean, Mr. Chair, Senator Hammond, I think that's a great solution. Because I'm not questioning whether or not it's needed.
No. Ms. Greenleaf, is that
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hannon, we believe that we have a serious need to deal with the inventory of sites that we have. To be plain about it, we haven't probably managed this inventory in a proper manner. We haven't dealt with the issues satisfactorily in terms of ensuring that we've managed this particular asset inside the agency's resources appropriately.
Does that position exist now?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we go back and reopen the highway planning and research program section, and that we unschedule or have Department of Administrative Services unschedule Policy Package 101 Aggregate Planner, and that we direct staff to develop a budget note that would require that the department report back to the emergency board.
Senator Hannah now moves that we open, reopen the highway planning and research program. Is there any objection to reopening it? If not, we will return then to the highway planning and research program. Senator Hannah now moves that relative to package 101, the aggregate planner, that the $158,637 be unscheduled. That DAS be directed that that they can reschedule that schedule that resource to the Department of Highway Planning and Research Program when they return to the e-board with sufficient information indicating that the position is in fact needed and will be utilized not to be in competition with the other programs, the other aggregate planners that or planner that may be on board in DQ.
Mr. Chairman, before you place that motion and accept it, Mr. Greenleaf,
yes.
Mr. Marsh, you must too have answered this question. I think we need to put some time frame in there for you to report back to the e-board so you can get this position either rescheduled or determine that it's not needed. So do you have a time frame approximately when you would report back to the emergency board?
Mr. Chair, we'd certainly want to come back as quick as possible, probably to the first emergency board, and potentially even if the co-chairs and staff allow it, we might even try to come back to the Sunny Dai board to make that case. But as soon as we can to make sure if we can make the case, we don't have any lapsed time. So if the chair wants to have September of 2001, that would be fine.
Okay. I would make it September 2001, but I would specifically ask that you work with Representative Johnson and her staff in the meantime between now and Sunny Dai if you want it on the, because if Representative Johnson's not comfortable with it, don't count on it being on the first Sunny Dai e-board.
And so that I understand, the position is presently vacant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Correct.
Could be a new position. Okay. So we don't have anybody in waiting in the wings that who's presently drawing compensation. I want to make that abundantly clear. Okay.
And Mr. Chair,
Representative Johnson's recognized.
I just want it on the record that it's my intention to also stay in consultation with the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producers, because I don't want them for a minute to think that there is any malice directed towards this subject area. This is simply $158,000, and I wish dearly it was another subject.
Okay. So the
yes, sir.
The
I would make the motion that you stated, Mr. Chair.
Motion has been made that we go ahead and unschedule that from 158,637 until the conditions preceding have been met. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, and recognizing the full complement of the Senate with Senator Hannan present, Senator Farnrell, and four members of the House, we will move that, and that does not in any way change the total on the Highway Planning and Research Program. So Representative Smith moves that we repass the Highway Planning and Research Program with that one modification. We close it. So move. And we will, I'm informed by the Legislative Fiscal Office that we are back on schedule for tomorrow, if we can get here on time. And Senator Farnell, if I can have you and Senator Co-Chair Hannan please gang up on the other member of our committee to make sure that they're here on time.
Yeah.
We'll do our very best to get started at 1 o'clock.
Mr. Chair, let me compliment you and the rest of the committee on your work today. You completed magnificently, and we commend you.
Thank you very much. We'll pick up at even time tomorrow. Thank you very kindly.
Hopefully the Senate gets out of floor session before 1 tomorrow.
There is no floor session.
Oh, that's right. Well,
Yeah, that could be even worse. Thank you, Senator Dunham, for your help.
Actually, we're one ahead. So.
Yeah, but the way we fall behind.
Let's move it. Let's move it.
Would you like me to just go right to the policy packages?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got your note.
Pardon me?
I was wondering if that, to speed up my part. Do you want me to go through these technical or just go to the bottom line? I think I need to.
Do them for the record, so they're there.
I was there. I know how to nod correctly.
You saw what I now recognize.
I'm going to credit that.
Is to pass the word. She won't have her opportunity to listen if she keeps these up on other people.
Quick question on the DMV.
Yeah.
Am I reading the notes in there correctly that the majority of those were your recommendation of
Excuse me?